Up to 19 people have been killed after Israeli soldiers stormed a flotilla of aid ships bound for the Gaza Strip. There's been widespread international condemnation of the violence. Zeina Awad reports.
The Israeli soldiers stormed the aid convoy's mothership Mavi Marmara under cover of darkness as the ship maneuvered in international waters. The outcome was deadly. The injured, wearing their life jackets, received urgent medical attention on board. Chaos and confusion among the 600 passengers as the night raid unfolded.
Mavi Marmara, you are approaching an area of hostilities.
Earlier, Israeli forces had reportedly warned the convoy not to proceed further or it would be intercepted. This material was provided to the media after the incident. An Israeli spokesperson said Israeli soldiers had been attacked on board and they acted in self-defense. But an Al Jazeera producer aboard the ship saw the activists raise a white flag at the beginning of the raid and said there was no evidence of live fire coming from the passengers. Eyewitnesses traveling with the aid convoy said they were raided 65 kilometers off the coast, well outside the 20-kilometer territorial limit Israel has imposed. Thousands took to the streets in the Turkish capital Ankara as news of the assault came out. A Turkish foreign ministry spokesperson said the raid could lead to, quote, irreparable damage in bilateral ties between the two countries. In Istanbul, a crowd tried to storm the Israeli consulate, but riot police cordoned off the surrounding streets. The injured were taken to hospitals in Israel, while the six ships in the convoy stayed under armed Israeli escort. And in Israel proper, police and army were put on high alert. Zeina Awad, Al Jazeera.